Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Trump wants to make sure that kids are dying. Outrageous statement, isn't it? It is 9:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And that's exactly what AOC said when asked about the shutdown. She said, yeah, Trump wants to make sure that kids are dying because they can't get health insurance.
That is something you hear from a third world, low class. I don't even have the words to describe how awful that is for her to even say.
I mean, it's an absolute lie. And what they don't want to say, and Vice President Vance said it for him, this is about insurance care that the Democrats are pushing for illegal aliens. Yeah. But why don't they just be honest? Why don't they just say that? Instead, she has to say, Trump wants to make sure kids are dying. Ridiculous. All right. Yeah, Trump wants people to die. That's why he worked out a deal with Pfizer, and there'll be other drug manufacturers as well. That's going to bring down significantly the cost of drugs for Americans. Yeah, they agreed to lower prescription drug prices in the Medicaid program to what it charges in other developed countries in exchange for tariff relief. Now, the president cited one example where I think a pill was something like $137 to American consumers, literally was $10 in another country.
That's just ridiculous.
And Pfizer is, they're owning it. And they're working together with the president. They're all shaking hands. And if this guy was, Nazi and all the other things the left says, they wouldn't be doing that. They wouldn't be embracing him the way they are. They wouldn't be working with him at that level. Yeah, they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. So there's certain things they're going to have to do and make deals with whoever the president may be. But they wouldn't have to do it in such a public way. They chose to do that. It was a press conference. They didn't have to show up. The CEO of Pfizer was there. And this just goes to show you, once again, the left, they're so vile and filled with hate. And it's sad. It's like you could join the party, man. America is doing great and doing great things. And don't you want to be a part of that? Like winning. Don't you want to win? They're so, so full of vitriol and hate. They can't. They cannot move past it. I feel sorry for them. Yeah. I feel sorry. Say a prayer. Say a prayer for your lefty friends. It's sad. Elon Musk not happy with Netflix and kind of jumping on board, sort of a movement, if you will. Apparently, there was a children's cartoon, and the creator said some really stupid things on Blue Sky. That's a social medium for lefty whack jobs that, want to say nasty things, I guess. And so he said some stupid things and used foul language, Why the blank are you even commenting on this, D-head? He said, your sympathy for anything of a family's being slaughtered by your weapons, but a random Nazi gets shot. He's referring to, of course, Charlie Kirk. And he says, and it's a public statement, you're such a blanking evil blank.
Wow.
Yeah, and this guy
Man.
Puts together cartoons for kids, allegedly.
That's what you want.
It's called Dead End Paranormal Park. And apparently they've canceled it, I believe. Yeah, Netflix canceled it in 2023 after two seasons. And but they were receiving criticism online after TikTok pointed out the series was being aimed at audiences as young as 7 years old, despite the Netflix show including a transgender storyline. Parents beware, the popular account captioned a tweet, which included a clip of a character coming out as trans. But really, I mean, this guy that's supposed to be creating children's cartoons and, yeah, I don't know. I'd die without Netflix, so I'm not going to cancel it. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Jerry are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. And you're so right. The Democrats are vile and they're filled with hatred because they know they are losing in the arena of ideas. To come out with such a hyperbole statement like AOC did that Trump is trying to make children ill or kill them. He's just a happy warrior. And I love it. I saw a picture on the internet yesterday where he was meeting with the Democratic leadership to try to get the balance budget, not the balance budget, but try to get the budget extended. And he had Trump 2028 hats that he offered to Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. And I just love how he loves to twist them and get them going off on tangents, and they just don't know how to react to this guy. He just does it for the love of country. He's, as you said, he's not drawing a salary, and he's just a happy warrior, and I think that we're blessed as a nation to have him leading us at this time.
Totally agree with you, Jerry. Well said, as usual. And this is so different than his first term, which, of course, you know, COVID really ruined that. But, man, he didn't know who he could trust and who he couldn't. That was really the difficulty of the first term.
Well, he found out the hard way, unfortunately.
Exactly. And they were, you know, undermining him at every turn. And even the guys that were good people, like General Flynn, you know, that's one that the former FBI doofus, you know, that he did. Yeah, this time, Trump is very comfortable. He's in command. He's comfortable enough to where he can joke around with everybody and anybody. World leaders, whatever, nothing is necessarily off the table. And that just shows you that he is comfortable in that role. And that's why, one of the reasons why he's able to get things done. When I see the lefty media still trying to push the narrative that Trump's a bad guy, okay, that's one thing, but that he's not respected around the world. What are you watching?
Yeah.
You know, what are you watching? Mm. Somebody said something along the lines of, oh, the only reason the UN people went to that to see Trump speak was because they thought it was like a stand-up comedy routine.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
wow.
Right. Nothing can be further from the truth. Trump, that's what he did. He gave them a truth session.
Yes.
That many of them maybe weren't ready for. I guarantee you that there's a lot of people left there, felt the wind at their back to go back to their home countries and make some of those changes, like in regards to immigration, in regards to, you know, these green fake deals.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. And they'll come back thankful that Trump brought those things out and shined a light on them. So, you know, we have an issue with illegal immigrants, yet the left wants to fight that tooth and nail. They literally are going out of their way. They would rather harm an ICE agent who's just doing his job, wants to go home to his family at the end of the day. They would rather see them harmed than watch illegals get arrested. And many of these illegals, they really are bad guys. Now, when they swoop in, you know, and do a raid, yeah, do they catch some people that maybe aren't the worst of the worst? Yeah. But the majority are bad people. They're getting them off the streets. You should be thankful. But instead, no, they want it. They dox these ICE workers. They try to, like in California, say you can't wear a mask. Of course, the feds aren't going to pay attention to that. But then these anecdotal stories come out about, like, a guy from Guyana becomes a supervisor of the whole school system of an entire city like Des Moines, Iowa, making $300,000 a year. They didn't do any background checks. Yo, he's a black man from Guyana. Why would you check out any of his information?
Well, he checks the boxes.
Though. Yeah. So maybe you do that because you should do your due diligence regardless of who the candidate for that position is. In a position of power, in a position that deals with children, you've got to be kidding me. He was making $300,000 a year, and everything about the guy is fraudulent. Like, it would not have taken a, you know, like a detective to uncover this stuff.
Did he have three different birth dates on three different forms?
Yep. And all his doctorate stuff, all his educational stuff. Fake, fake, fake. Now we've got somebody posing as a high school student.
Oh, my.
And they're like 22 years old.
Huh.
Details on that coming up and 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. In the meantime, you know what it is. A happy hump day, Trump day, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaping up to be another awesome day in the heart of North Central Florida. And thanks for taking us along. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:21 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Government shutdown? Yes, it is still in effect. So that is going on. This might be going on for a little while, unfortunately, and even if it's short-lived, they still, you got to grind everything, start everything back up over again, and you know, you got to plug the computers in, you got to unplug them, and you got to plug them in again,
so
you know.
Yeah,
you know,
our very own Mr. IT here.
President Donald Trump put the looming government shutdown squarely on Democrats yesterday. That was before the actual shutdown took place. Emphasizing that Republicans who passed legislation out of the House to fund government at current levels earlier this month, they got it done. But it was Senate Democrats who stymied the whole thing. And Trump wants the government to remain open. Republicans want it to remain open. Democrats aren't playing along.
Imagine
they have their own demands. The Democrats' stopgap spending bill counter proposal would add $1.5 trillion to the national debt over the next 10 years. The government shut down late last night. Democrats are staging a fight because they want the ACA, they want enhancement, actually, of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, subsidies that were enacted under the Biden-era American Rescue Plan. the $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan. They want all this to keep going.
See, Bob, this is a good example of something you've talked about before. Whenever they get them a good funded government plan, they never want them to go away. Everything has to go on in perpetuity.
Well, and remember, this happened, you know, some of it happened during the Obama stuff, and some happened during the Biden stuff, you know, coronavirus and all that. And, you know, you always question when all of a sudden, you know, government opens up the spigots and tries to deal with the problem by flooding the, you know, the market with money, so to speak. You know, that usually comes back to bite you. And Biden went way overboard with that. Okay. Did he want to create inflation? I doubt. Well, who is ever in charge? Did the auto pen want inflation?
Exactly.
Probably not. But these programs, basically, they end up being like filtering money back to their donors and their buddies. You know, it's a way of, you know, conducting cronyism, if you will. And that's why the spending. That's why the Democrats want that spending to continue, because this is how a lot of their friends, donors, folks that participate in their campaigns and all that. This is how many of them make their money off of this government money, government contracts and things like that. And, you know, Trump's saying enough is enough. Look, COVID's not going on anymore. Why would you have COVID-related or COVID-level levels of spending in some of the very same programs that were instituted because of that? Yep. And the Democrats won't have an honest conversation about it. So, you know, the government is shut down. But I got to tell you, one of the guys that really responded to this in a very, very good way, in a very creative way, the House Speaker, Mike Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've come to really kind of like and respect this guy, and he put Democrats on blast and using their own words, and I mean literally using their own words against them. So he's got a TV there outside of his office, you know, and you're Speaker of the House, you get a nice big office. You're like center stage or whatever. And it's hard to get by the office, you know, you're coming and going. And he put people like Chuck Schumer on there and Hakeem Jeffries and AOC and others on video talking about how bad a government shutdown is when they wanted to keep it open, right? They said, here's what AOC said back in 2019. She said, it's not normal to shut down the government when we don't get what we want. She said that on the House floor in 2019. And he found all these clips, and he looped them all together.
That's awesome.
And it shows, I mean, utter hypocrisy. I mean, the definition of the word right there. For them to see and hear over and over again. I thought that was great. Mm-hmm. So let's give it up for the speaker.
Yeah.
Good
Absolutely.
Job. And if we're going to hand out applause and stuff,
yeah.
still basking in the, I don't know, the warmth and the patriotism that I felt after Pete Hegseth
got up
and spoke.
Awesome.
Secretary of War. Yep. When he announced those new standards Tuesday, part of an ongoing cultural shift at the Pentagon, ending the war on warriors. That's basically what was going on. You know, when the left talks about this toxic masculinity, you know what they're trying to do, eviscerate the, you know, masculinity in our society. You know, the father figure, the man of the house, all that stuff.
They want a bad bunny, all of us.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't care how bad things get. The bunny suit, not me.
No.
Well, wait, how much are they paying him to
do
the halftime at the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what they want to do, emasculate males. It's been going on for a long time. And this was, you know, this was part of it, what they did when they had some influence over the military. Well, guess what? Those days are over now. And get back to being warriors. Hegseth, 8 months into a historic tenure that has seen the Department of Defense rebranded and reoriented into the Department of War. He made his announced Tuesday, he made this announcement there when he was addressing top military leaders at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. These came ahead of remarks by the president. From this moment forward, the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this: war fighting, preparing for war, preparing to win, unrelenting and uncompromising in that pursuit. That really, in a nutshell, that is really what is all about, and that should be the heart of the mission. It is the mission. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. It's all coming up in a few minutes. More headlines on the way. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The government is still shut down. I'll give you the latest on that. Good morning and welcome, 9:36. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day. And Super Bowl backlash.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm writing a song about the this whatever he is, idiot, that's going to be the halftime entertainment.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, well, it's going to sound a lot like a Bon Jovi song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you give bunnies a bad name.
I think
you give bunnies a bad name.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
Copyright issues, maybe, but other than that,
yeah,
it'd be
maybe.
Yeah,
you know. All right.
Yeah.
Look, they announced this guy. Bad Bunny. That's okay. I just think it's funny. It's a funny name.
It is.
It's better than Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, which is his real name.
Good point.
He's from Puerto Rico. He's a rapper. I got no problem with that. I mean, rap is crap. I've always said that. So, I mean, I'm not going to like this act no matter what, if I'm being honest for the most part. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard of him. And, of course, I live in a different a sphere than people that listen to rap in general. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
You're not his target demo, shall we say.
Well, it goes beyond that. It's about good taste, Greg. It's about good taste. The NFL is facing a growing boycott. Well, calls for a boycott anyway, right, after announcing its decision to tap anti-Trump pop megastar Bad Bunny as the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show, the Super Bowl 60. Social media erupted when it was announced that this guy, Bad Bunny, was going to be hopping around the stage. yeah, the main attraction. And photos began circulating showing the singer dressed in a pink miniskirt and high heels. And another this white dress
yeah.
was kind of all spread out and Voluminous is how you pronounce that word. Voluminous. Yes. Yes. Not one that flows easily for me, so I wouldn't have used it. But that was a good descriptive word overall. Anyway, so football fans are like, yeah, that's not really our thing. Mm-mm. And the NFL, once again, I mean, completely disconnected from any form of reality about who their audience is. They still don't get it.
It's amazing.
Boycott is warming up on social media as fans express this outrage. And, you know, I'm sure that social media is going to be playing some of the things that he has said, like when he would no longer perform concerts in the U.S. because he opposes Donald Trump's immigration policies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Bad Bunny has been a nasty critic of the president, and he backed Kamala Harris months before she lost last year's presidential election. I mean,
well, I guess if the check is big enough, you forget your morals or your ideals.
It just, you know, you give bunnies a bad name. He really does.
Yes.
Because who doesn't like bunnies, you know? You grow up with, like, Peter Cottontail.
I mean, always, bunny
love
it. Is a positive. It's
hopping,
it's
down the bunny trail, hippity
yes.
hopping. The Super Bowl's on its way. I want to see this guy in a miniskirt. Not.
No.
I mean, what happened?
I know. No.
What happened to the world? Stop the world so I can jump off. Yep.
Depends if it's spinning around and round or if you're on the edge if it's falling.
Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. Yep.
Oh,
let me give you the latest on the government shutdown. Beep, 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 beep. The government is still shut down. No, I have info.
Hmm.
There is a chance. A chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there is. That the Senate will vote at 11 a.m. to try to get a spending bill over the line to reopen the government. However, it's unlikely to pass.
Well, you did say the Senate, so.
Yeah.
Where's that?
But, hey, things can happen.
Yeah.
They still have an hour. Look, all they got to do, that some of the Democrats should just look at recent brand new polling that came out and said that, you know, the Americans, by and large, in general, by a plurality, understand that the Democrats are behind the shutdown this time. And they don't like it. And even a lot of Democrat voters, I mean a big percentage, are not happy with that. But again, if they paid attention to the voters, I mean, they would have taken different stands on all kinds of policies. This is just another one. So I guess they'll just keep doing what they're doing. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, she is set to give a press briefing at 1 p.m., while the president at that same time, he'll be signing some executive orders. So that's sort of the agenda, at least for a little while, in today's business in D.C. Meanwhile, the shutdown is and has been since midnight underway. Hopefully, they'll be able to work out the differences, but I mean, you don't always let. Sometimes you have to assign blame. You have to.
You do.
And the Democrats need to get their house in order, and they need to go along with this. And I'm not even happy with the CR. Neither is Rand Paul. But we'll get into that coming up. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Shep.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, I seem to remember a government shutdown in 1994. And a few people were freaking out. I think it lasted like a month or something like that. But when it happened, a few news people came on and said, oh, it's not really so bad. They're only shutting down non-essential services. And my 34-year-old self said, well, if they're non-essential services, why do we have them to begin with? That's my thought. See you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Way too much common sense. I don't, you know, Shep, you're a talented guy. You could have a career in almost anything that you want, but probably not in politics, at least not in the present day. Way too much common sense. Yeah. They're not essential. So why are we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that question should be asked much more often and actually answered.
Yeah.
Hey, got a great event coming up, and especially for the ladies. You know, maybe the husband's off doing chores, hunting, fishing, whatever guys do, out on the boat, drinking beer with their buddies, whatever. But this Sunday, October 5th, ladies, you want to meet at Sweetwater Branch Inn. historic downtown Gainesville. It's a beautiful place, beautiful setting. Club Synergy is putting on their fifth annual Treat Yourself Fall fundraiser, and this event benefits the Ronald McDonald House, of which we just happen to be the official radio sponsor. So it's a $50 ticket, but there'll be some champagne. You will get a certificate for a facial that is worth $200, a swag bag and treats from several vendors related to, you know, those things that keep you looking so nice. Silent auction featuring luxury items and designer brands, and a chance to win exclusive body sculpting services. Now, that's worth $1,000. So it's going to be a great time. Treat yourself. Sweetwater Branch Inn this Sunday from 3 to 6. And for more information, go to treatyourselfevent.com. Treatyourselfevent.com. And that, I think, is going to be a great time for the ladies. You know, maybe you got to work something out for the guys. You know, we could use a little pampering now.
Well, there are some that show up and they pick up some goodies for their wives. That's a possibility, too.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm talking about a whole separate event.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But this is primarily for the ladies. Go enjoy, and it's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, that chef is a sharp guy making that observation. Another good observation is that this government can't make any cuts. Do you realize that if they could just freeze spending, not at these COVID-level spending, just a regular spending bill, if they just froze it and didn't increase it, it takes like 7-8 years and the budget would balance itself because of the growth of the economy. They can't and won't do it.
No, I've talked about that before, and you could do it in a very unpainful way. You simply do not add to the governmental workforce. And so whenever there's an opening, you look for people to transfer mm-hmm. from different areas. And if that's a better job, then those people, you know, would be first in line. But you don't fill
right.
the voids all the time. You know, obviously some you would have to, but really, you know, and just don't add to this already behemoth that we have of a government.
Right.
And so just don't let it grow at all. Just have a hiring freeze. And you could do it indefinitely. You could do it for 5 years for sure.
You know, and we've kind of joked about it. You could take a couple of people off the street, and an average person with common sense could do a better job than what happens with this kind of thing. You got to whack back, and it's an old movie now. Watch the movie Dave. And there's actually a moment where what we're talking about happens. And it's actually pretty cool. Funny movie, a little dated, but maybe timely right now.
I think I saw that movie younger, man. I think it was Dave's Not Here, Man.
No, that's a totally different
Dave.
Movie.
Hey, man, Dave's Not Here, Man.
No,
he's not here, man.
That's a totally different movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I was
this
young.
This one's about the president and the budget, but it's actually very... It's a good movie.
I remember
it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yep. And it's funny.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But it's funny, and it's sometimes...
Yeah.
Hits home because
it's
about waste and fraud and government mm-hmm. and the ridiculousness of it. You can make a comedy out of that very easily.
Yep.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Hey, it's your turn. Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. I try to make people smile. I make Greg smile every once in a while.
He does makeup stuff.
Yeah. But it's funny.
Yes, it was.
9:52 on the Bob Rose Show. Call in now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you can share with us. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. Scotty Boots, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Great show. I tell you what, that Clinton joke about the different kind of poll really had me chuckling. But what really makes me smile is our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and his speech to the generals. I haven't heard anything like that in my life. I mean, it was so refreshing. It's about 40 years overdue, and it just gave me cold chills. So go Pete Hegseth.
Oh, yeah. Nope. We're putting some love on Pete for sure. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Morning, guys. I like that story you were saying, how you was coming down the road, and there's your little car on the hump at the end of the driveway. Made me laugh. I go, I know exactly what was going through his veins about there. But what's making me smile, look what a beautiful day it is outside. Guess who's going to take the top off the car, go do errands this morning? Have a great one.
All right. Let's go to Uncle Mike. What's making you smile?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I like what you said about the rap, and I'm a firm believer in classic rock and roll, so rock on.
Yeah, right on.
There you go.
Yeah, would it be too much to ask? You know, a little rock and roll for, you know, Super Bowl halftime?
That'd make you smile.
Yeah, it would definitely make me smile. All right, but we got to move on. Coming up, it is the Smoking Gun, and that is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Just a couple of seconds away, practically, on 97.3 The Sky. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Major vehicle crash. California. FHP was called. It was a collision involving two big rigs on the 210. One of them carrying tons of beer in can form, also in kegs, and it was scattered all over the road. CHP had to, you know, kind of close off the road for a little bit. Crews were on the scene. They were seen rolling kegs out of the way of traffic, and apparently this cleanup was done really in record time, but with hardly any waste at all to deal with. Huh. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.